Accession number 10656, reel 8.
Mr. Bob Bird, reel 8. Well, you mentioned lice earlier. Were they much of a problem on the Western Front as opposed to at Gallipoli?
Well, of course, the usual problems, because we were in action. We was in action on the Western Front.
How soon was it before you got lice?
We were all up while we don't go there, because we were able to get down to the sea. When we got into France, we couldn't keep ourselves clean very well, because there were no facilities provided. And if we had a bathing parade, what they call a bathing parade, I forget the name of the place we went to do. There's a place provided where you had a strip out, and your dirty clothing, your underclothing, and that in. Go along this long barn place, naked, and you get another new lot of clean clothes. And it was during the cold weather too. I always remember it.
But that wasn't enough to stop the
that
lice.
That was, eh?
That didn't stop the lice. Wasn't often enough.
Well, you were clean. You was clean while you got the new hand and stuff in there, and you got all clean clothes. You was all up for a storm. Your blankets, there was always something in the blankets. Because oh, someone will leave. My mother found the boss name. my underwear or something. So she had a good look round for any more things I got. Of course, I was having nice hot bars then when I got out on leave. That was all right.
Your battery number changed, didn't it? Because the batteries were reorganized.
What they done, that was 4-gun batteries. I took 2 guns and put in the 97th battery, and 2 guns in the 10th battery. So it made a 6-gun battery. 368 battery was abandoned as a number. So we were now 6-gun batteries.
And you were still the officer's groom?
Yeah.
How were you getting on with your fellow comrades?
All right.
Was there any friction?
Played football. I always played for the battery and the brigade.
That was when you were out of the
line. I was a chosen player. I played with the... And there was an officer, Lieutenant Layton. He was a Cambridge Blue. He was an international rocket player for Cambridge. He played inside right, I played outside right. We used to get on famous. He could run all right, and I could run all right. We used to call Mr. He was a gentleman. I've got his photo somewhere knocking about. I've got it out of a society book. He got married. This is afterwards. Poor Mr. Layton.
You play these matches when you're out of the line, would you?
Yeah, when we're out of the line. We played another brigade or another battery. We kick about, but it was good. There's some good players. One boat we played against. He played in the 90-cent battery, played for Stoke.
That was sport. Were there any other sporting games played?
Officers in the summer. In the summer, when it was warm, when the officers used to play polo. That was about the line then. And they used to use our horses for polo ponies.
Any other sport?
No, that's the only sport. Only sport I got was a chuck that only lasted a short time, and then bring them in. We'd get another horse ready, because the other one would be sopping wet, and it'd dry him down a bit, give him a rest. Because I had a pony. That was Jack and Jill. I had a pony called. I used to call her Kitty. Her name was Kitty. He used to call her Josephine because she was a beige pony, and if you went anywhere near her, ears went back. So nobody go near her, because she lashed out. But
what other recreations did you have out of the line? Would there be any gambling, or did you not gamble?
Oh yeah, they'd gamble. I could pay, they. Oh yeah, every tent,
Did you join in?
No, I didn't know. No, I wouldn't go gamble.
Why not?
No, I didn't believe in it, mate. I couldn't. Some schools used to play. They had a banker there with a what's his name? Yeah, he'd play pontoon, but then there was a beer broke down there with a what's his name? With a dice.
Crown and anchor.
Payday.
Were you allowed to play those games, or was that illegal?
That wasn't illegal. That Fran
and
Anchor.
You didn't join in any of this.
No.
What would you do?
Oh, I did have one flare up, and I lost my pay. No, there was enough.
I'm not clever enough.
That was in France.
What would you do to?
One chap was clever. He could remember. Remembering what the cards were, what's his name? He sent money home to his wife. He was damned hot stuff.
Would you ever go to the Estaminets when you're out of the line? The cafes, French cafes?
Oh, in France? Yes. When we was in Bethune.
What were they like?
We were in Bethune. We in barracks here for a time with our horses, and used to go to a cafe here, one special cafe, and the owner of the cafe had a very good looking French girl. She was a special girl, and she had somehow cotton under me, sort of thing. I don't know why, but anyway, your laugh was this. We rode out from where we was down the road, away from Bethune, and rode into Bethune one afternoon. And I was following my officer up, because he's going to the officers' club, and I was going to the YMCA. And she saw me on the street, Monsieur Ricky, Monsieur Ricky. Her arms out like this, he's had a grin and laugh. I've been up to something. But she was a very good looking girl. But she had a very strict father. He looked after his daughter. No hanky panky. We used to go to his cafe for coffee.
Is that all? Did they not serve drinks? Alcoholic? Aye. Did you get alcoholic drinks there as well, or was it just
A French beer.
What was that like?
I never drank it. Wasn't up to much. Cider. You used to get a fair amount of cider.
Did you drink that?
And that, if you went to a house, visiting, right, all the time, they'd always offer you a cider, a cedar. And some of it, it always changed different taste from house to house. I don't know what, it was always different.
Did you visit many French civilians in their homes? Or was that when you were building?
No, that was near Bethlehem, near the Meads, I think it was. And where the mines were.
What about these canteens, the YMCA canteens, other canteens? Oh, what did they offer you? What did you do?
Usual tea and cakes and biscuits and things like that. And facilities for writing, if you wanted to, you know, there's called tables spotted about, if you wanted to do the writing. That was always all right, they were. What else was there? Sundays used to be a bit dangerous.
Why?
That's when the locals prayed, you know, visiting. And old Jerry used to send a few over. And of course, they'd be shouting and yelling, rushing, taking cover. He used to send a couple of shells over. He knew there'd be somebody walking about. But that was at Newland Means.
What about, you said a lot of the regulars, the 29, used to visit the brothels.
The brothel was in Bethune.
Did many of the men go there?
A few of them used to go there. I saw enough in Gallipoli and elsewhere with the troops. A lot of them got disease, especially those from India.
That put you off any idea?
Yeah, well, I've always played clean life.
Did you get on? I mean, was there any trouble between the sort of regular men and that sort of man and you?
No, you mind your own business.
So it didn't spoil your relationship with them?
I was always pretty welcome and I got along with it. Got on with them. Oh, I was known as Dicky. But, I just didn't cotton on to where someone would. There was troops come from India, you see, and of course India's rife.
So that was what you'd do when you're out of the line. When you're in the line, how did, in your wagon lines and such, what was life like as the winter came on? Did it affect you much, the cold and the wet?
Well, yeah, it was up to you. I got a soaking once or twice, and I hadn't got a coat on. We had coats. As well, supplied. But I got one or two, got caught once or twice.
Did your health suffer from the cold and wet at all?
No, I can't recall. I can't recall only once. I don't know whether it was a chill or what, but I was laid low for a couple of days and all I got was a great thick spoonful of castor oil. I'd have drowned that down myself.
Did the horses suffer in the bad weather?
Well,
They
up to a point. I suppose they had rugs on them, got rugs on their backs. But
What about the muddy conditions?
The trouble with muddy conditions was a problem. I used to have one horse I had. I sent home, for a pot of Vaseline they used to use. My father, they used to use a kind of a cheap Vaseline for something in there where he worked. You know? So I got him to send me a pot of it out, and I rubbed one of my horse's legs. Because her hair got in the mud and everything, she was losing her hair. It was coming off her legs, so I used to massage her legs with this Vaseline.
Was it difficult to groom the horses when their legs, because their legs would get muddy and wet, and did that make it difficult?
Well, if you could keep, didn't you try to keep as dry as possible? But I'll tell you this. The Germans always had the highest ground, and we always had the lowest ground for their cattle. Always had the highest ground. Managed to battle for it, sort of thing, in action, and get the high ground. And we were all on the low ground. The Germans are awful that way.
But how would you get the mud off their legs? I mean,
wipe them down, wash them down, or of course they dried, wasn't they? We'd rub it off with straw, that way.
What about the casualties? Did you have many casualties amongst the horses? Because they couldn't really take cover like you could.
No, one operation was nasty. We was in action. Place called Bossu Wood. Well, we were on a march. We've been marching into new ground, new position that was taken up with the infantry or something. And this was a place called Bossu Wood, and the German observation balloon see us approaching in the afternoon, and we were going to have our line, and they waited, and they sent two or three shells over, and I was unlucky enough to be the first picket, stable picket, on guard, because you'd have to be your two on and four off. And shell come over and dropped right in our lines there, and caught one horse, poor horse, in the backside. Blew it all his legs, back legs were smashed, broken. They shot it.
Would you have to bury horses when they were killed?
No, well, we did, but in that case now, we didn't get time to bury them or anything. The French was there and cutting them up for meat, cutting off their steaks off their legs, off the buttocks. The French, because they eat horse meat.
What would you do? You'd normally bury them, would you?
Yeah, if we could, yes. Oh, yes.
Was that quite a difficult job?
I mean, dig out and just throw them in. But what the vet used to do is to cut the stomach up so the entrails fell out. And they'd rot, you see. They never leave even in there with their whole body. Used to slit their belly open, and their insides used to fall out and bury it. That's what a vet used to do.
So your duties were pretty well the same as they had been at Gallipoli, were they? In France, in Belgium?
Yes, still soldiering and looking after looking after our own, my own two horses.
You know, and helping generally on
captain's horses and mine.
And would you still help generally on the wagon line?
Yeah, oh yes, it's a long wagon line, and we had to occupy, help take part of it, and you had to go on stable picket as well.
What's stable picket?
Stable picket is so many times, say 2 hours and four off. Keep the horses quiet, there's a bit of noise. Sometimes the horses, we've been in action for some time, they get restless and start kicking. And they had nothing in between them. They simply tied up to the line, the long line, and the one of them might lash out.
So the job of the picket was to...
You keep quiet, give them a shout. They stop, sort of thing.
So you were really just there to control the horses?
Yeah.
And what else would you do? You know, just to
keep them. Of course, that's when we might be in a quiet period, not in action. We'll keep the lines clean. You couldn't bed them down. You couldn't. In a barn place, you might have had to bed them down with straw. Used to pinch the hay too from the old. We were always in trouble nicking the hay from. Of course, the orcs, the French for their animals. One thing happened to me. A French woman, she was on her own, and she called us. It was a farm. A mate of mine and myself, we happened to be near there, in by the farm, and she called us, and the cow was going to have a calf. So she called us to give her hand whilst the cow calved the poor calf. So, of course, we helped with that, but we couldn't hold the calf. The calf flopped on the ground, and we helped her dry him with straw. She gave us some straw. We helped dry the calf.
How did you get on with the French civilians?
Well, we knew the means. Before, I was used to draw our own rations for us four grooms, it was. And we used to cook ourselves. It was taking turns in cooking, creating a meal. Well, being a town there in New Orleans, there was a French lady across the road, her husband was in the army, she was on her own. So what we used to do, we used to do our own rations, and we used to give her, she used to cook the joint, and she'd give her a joint, and she was happy, give her enough for her meal, and cook it nicely, and that was it. Used to nick the spuds.
Did that cause any trouble?
Well, I got court-martialed, and, you know, we drew up at a place once, one place in a village, a bit of a bank. We put our horses, and there's two ice stacks. And we got our horses down up the bank, and then on the other side of the road, we found all new potatoes, and they ready for. So I went and got a nose bag and nicked some. New spuds. Nearly. And when I crossed the road, there was a sentry around these haystacks. I don't know what for. And he just windy as I was. And he halted me because it was getting dark. halted me, and got a bonnet. I nearly run into his bonnet, because I was sort of windy as well. And this is awful. And he see what it was, and it was all right. He saw the funny side of it, same as I did. With our new spuds. Of course, I'd have got court martial and been caught. Was you? Oh, one time. We was there, and I can't remember the place where we were. We were in a bit of a building, and it was all right. We were quite content there for a time, and who should draw up? Well, a company of infantry. Well, of course, the infantry had their kitchens with them. They always had their meals ready for them, because they're being cooked on the march. Well, one bloke, when it was dark then, went scrounging, and the he looked in the lifted the what's name out that my kitchen was there, and there was they'd nicked them rabbits. So he nicked just a couple of rabbits, so we had rabbits for ourselves that night, cooked them ourselves, and then rabbits for supper.
Would you often have to accompany your officer, you know, when he was on?
No, he'd be down with the officer down in the with the other officers, or he never worried us. In case he was, as I say, on duty for anything. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know what they would do when we was in where the lady cooked our grub, looked at her joint of meat.
Would the wagon lines get shelled often? Did you have a lot of trouble with shelling?
If the Germans were a bit nasty and things were, they wanted there going to be a bit of a strife, you know, the infantry were going into action for some reason, but fight for a trench.
Did shelling make you nervous?
Well, it used to make you nervous to come too near, you know, because there were so many splinters. It was high explosives.
Would you have trenches on the wagon lines? I mean,
in the open. We had no protection. No protection, whatever. The infantry used to dig themselves in.
Do you remember anything else about that? I mean, generally about the Western Front, about life. Any other stories come to mind? Did you ever have any concerts?
There was one place where we had a. I can't remember that place. We had a sing-song officers joined in. It was a... There was a... At that time, there was a concert party going about and giving shows. And I think it was one of them shows. And the officers used to sit in the front, moving in the back, around and taking the back seats, and there was an bit of a lad he was, Richmond. Anyway,
did you enjoy the
he could sing. He sang a solo.